السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and also mothers and sisters who listen over receivers. Once again, it is the occasion of nikah, and as is customary in this masjid, that whenever there is a nikah occasion, then we switch over to something about nikah. Could be a repeat of whatever we may have said, but it is appropriate that something should be said with regards to nikah on the occasion of nikah. So we will discuss one or two hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and one or two ayat of the Quran Sharif. We all are very familiar with the verse or with the surah which we recite normally in our salat, sunnat namazes, nafil namazes, and even farz namazes, Suratul Falaq. And in Suratul Falaq, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْرٍ. We are seeking protection in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the dawn. I'm not going into the tafsir of Suratul Falaq, I have discussed it many a times. But we want to discuss one ayat which is relevant to this nikah occasion. And that is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then says, first of all we are told, قُلْ say, أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, I seek protection in the Rabb of dawn. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, from the mischief of the created things. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created, whatever mischief there may be in those things, then we are seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protection. We are asking Him to protect us from the mischief of those created things. Now in the created things there is wealth also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created the heavens, the earth, the waters of the ocean, the animals in the jungle. Allah ta'ala has created human beings. Allah ta'ala has created so many different things for our comfort and living in this world. Now all these things which have been created, it does not mean that they only have mischief. They have the potential of mischief and they can have the potential of goodness. Now it just depends on us, what do we use it for. There are many things which are nothing but mischievous. They create nothing but mischief. We have the devils, they have nothing but mischief in them. Then there are many other things, it's nothing but mischief. But when it comes to wealth, when it comes to home, when it comes to wife, when it comes to children, when it comes to all these other things, then there is potential of both mischief and of goodness. Now it just depends on what we do with our lives. So the Quranic verse after that, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ, and from the mischief of the night when it overspreads. Now this spreading of the darkness of the night, we know that it is the part of the time when the thieves, the burglars, and all the mischievous things that we know of come into action. The cinemas, the theaters, the nightclubs, the rave clubs, the discos, although we have many of them operating during the day also, but the majority of all these mischievous things we find when the night covers the sky, when it becomes dark. It seems like this darkness is the ideal and the appropriate time for all these type of mischievous things to come into vogue and into action. Therefore all these things, the prostitutes and everything, they operate mostly at night. So we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection from this night when it overspreads. When it becomes dark, then all the mischief that it brings with it, we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to protect us from it. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when seher and jadu was done on him, that's the time these two verses were revealed. Therefore I always say that what can be more powerful than the ayat of the Quran Sharif which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when seher was done on him. Those knots opened up with the recitation of the same two verses. So instead of wasting our time and money and energies in running around by this person and that person and different kinds of amaliyats and tawizats and everything else, and then sometime ending up with sangomas and witchcraft people, and then ending up with bigger problems than what the person was experiencing in the first place, why don't we have the yaqeen and the trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and read these verses of the Quran Sharif and ask Allah Ta'ala for protection? And after that, if nothing happens, then just like many a times we take medication, shifa is in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hands. Sometimes that medication gives the person strength, gives him health, and sometimes that same medication which gave so many others strength and health takes this person to the Qabristan. So we are not going to stop taking medication just because a few people ended in the Qabristan. And that person's incident is very well known, that Hakim Sahab, who used to blindfold himself and go past Qabristan. When somebody asked him that, why is it always when you pass this Qabristan, you put your hand over your eyes and you walk past? He says, because I feel ashamed. Most of the people in this Qabristan reach there because of my medication. Meri dawa se wahan pahunche hai usse. So just as we continue with the medication, in the same way we must continue with the dua, we must continue with the recitation of Suratul Falaq and Nas, and keep making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Stay away from sins, stay away from haram, remove from the home all that bala that is in the homes, all the filthy pictures and the dirty pictures that are coming there one after the other on those screens, and all the zina that is being committed there, and all the alcohol that is being drunk there, and all those nightclubs and cinemas and theatres and discos which come on the screen one after the other, and all those strip joints and all the other kind of haram that is coming all the time with that music. Get rid of all that and then read this ayat and ask Allah Ta'ala for protection and see if you don't get protection from seher and jadu. But now that's again another subject. Just now we may go in that line. So in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection from the night when it overspreads. Now the darkness that comes with the night, we are asking Allah Ta'ala for protection. And one of the meanings that has been given, or one of the tafsir that has been made of this ayat, is the mischief of sexual passions when the person becomes overwhelmed. And that is another major mischief. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us protection, because it has been mentioned that when the person is in the grip of his sexual passions, then the person's two-thirds intelligence is gone. When he's overwhelmed and overpowered, Allah Ta'ala is the one who created the passion because he wanted the perpetuation of this human race. Until the day of Qiyamah, it had to continue. So this was the beautiful system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that the person makes nikah, and then if Allah Ta'ala wills, then with the meeting of the two bodies and souls, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may create another soul. But that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's will. If he wants to give and bless, he will bless. Otherwise there are so many people who do not have children, although they are married for many, many years. And they become very, very depressed, whereas there is no need for depression. In these days of mischief and fitna, if a person is blessed with a child, it's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Even many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they prayed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, O Allah, bless us with a pious and a righteous child. So to be blessed with children is a ni'mat. And if Allah Ta'ala does not give a child, then that is a rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. It's a mercy of Allah Ta'ala upon people like us in these times of fitna, when we do not have the strength and the capability and the capacity to give the children the proper upbringing. Because the moment the child is going to open its eyes, the first thing that the child's eyes is going to fall on will be some zina that's taking place on the television screen. The mother too will be sitting with the baby like that, breastfeeding the child, and in the meantime all that music is going into her ears, and all the filth is going through her eyes into her heart, and then she's feeding the baby with that kind of a milk. So then when the child is going to grow up and become a pain in the neck for the parents, then at that time the parents will say, give us some taweez, give us some taweez. So it is a rahmat. If the person does not get a child, it's a rahmat. And if he gets, it's a ni'mat. But ni'mat when the person gives the child the proper upbringing. So this night when it spreads, so one of the meaning is given that when this person becomes overpowered and overwhelmed by his passion, therefore one of the tafsir of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That day on which لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, where the person's wealth and his children will be of no help and assistance to him, except that person who comes with qalb-e salim. Now we have discussed this qalb-e salim also on many occasions. So one of the tafsir of the qalb-e salim, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبُهُ خَالِيًا أَنْ غَلَبَتِ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Passions must be there. It is not necessary that the person must take some medication to lose on passion or destroy passion. But he must be the one that controls the passion. He must be the rider of the horse. The horse must not ride on him. So one of the tafsir of that is that the person's heart is free from the ghalba of shahwat, means it from being overwhelmed and overpowered. Otherwise those children will be of great help and assistance whom he gave proper upbringing, made them hafiz of the Quran Sharif, gave them Islamic education and knowledge, kept them away from all the sins and haram. Then those children, even though they be doctors or lawyers or teachers or philosophers or scientists, but they'll be of assistance if they are properly brought up. And the wealth also that was used in good causes is going to be of help on the akhirat. So this night when it spreads and the darkness that it brings and the mischief that is prevalent in the darkness, so we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection, and one is of the tafsir. In fact, another ayat of the Quran Sharif, which is well known and read by many of us in dua, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا. O Allah, do not put upon me a burden. Do not put upon us a burden which we cannot bear. Now different tafasir, different meanings have been given and all are relevant. However, one of it which is relevant to the occasion of this nikah for all of us is that, O Allah, do not put upon us a burden which we cannot bear, means that do not cause our sexual passions to overpower us. Now this is the weakness of our society, it is the weakness of our times, it is the weakness of the pious, of the so-called righteous. There are many people in garbs of piety, but unfortunately when it comes to women, then they fail. Big leaders, leaders of countries, presidents of countries, prime ministers of countries, people in high positions in society, emperors and rulers of the past, they were very powerful, very strong, they had military might and power, but when it came to women, then they slipped and fell. And we know what kind of disgrace and embarrassment they then suffered. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to protect us and save us from that kind of embarrassment. Therefore we are told that the person who has got the ability and the capacity to marry, then he should get married. There is no place in Islam for this courting and carrying on with friendship, as they say nowadays. We are just friends. For many, many years they are friends. They go to the cinemas, they go to the theaters, they go on for lunch and for dinner and for everything together. They are just friends. There is no place for that in Islam. If the person has got ishq and love for some woman and he's got the capacity to marry, then he should get married. And if he does not have the capacity to get married, the physical strength or the monetary strength, and there we are not talking about a bungalow or a massive big house or lavish house or a palace, We are talking about the necessity. A person requires one room, a lounge and a kitchen to start off with. Now he is waiting, until I do not have sufficient money to buy one big palace like King Abdullah's, until then I won't get married. Or they are waiting until we don't get a big hall to make the wedding, we are not going to get married. Because halls are not available, or the cooks are on holiday nowadays. Or the grandmother was gone to Dubai, she hasn't returned as yet. She'll be only returning next year. Now marriages are being delayed for these type of reasons. And then we know what happens. As I have mentioned before also, then they court and they court and they court. And when the marriage takes place, then it ends up in the court before even the baby court has come. It ends up there. So there's no place for such kind of things. And unfortunately, one of our so-called scholars, a doctorate he has in Islamic studies, and that is what he was recommending, in a masjid which is very close to a university in another town, that first they must court sufficiently to get to know. If that was the reason, or if that was something that could have prolonged the marriages, then why are all these marriages breaking down in the Western world and Eastern world? They are courting for years and years, and they only get married after they have already got two or three children. Why does it then end up in the divorce courts? So therefore, let us come back to Sharia, the Quran and Sunnah. Therefore, we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect us. That spreading of the darkness of the night, that mischief of the night, we ask Allah ta'ala for protection. One of the protection that we ask for, or one of the meanings that has been given, is when the person becomes overwhelmed and overpowered by his sexual desires. At that time, they see nothing. Look at the number of rape cases. People are raping their own children. Now, what is the cause of that? It means that they are overpowered. They become shaitans. Not two-thirds of their intelligence, I will say 100% of their intelligence is gone with the father is raping his own daughter. And it has happened on so many occasions. How many cases we deal with? The masjid is not the platform for all those details. But it is shocking. It is shocking beyond our belief. And what is causing it? So we have to run from the asbab, from all the means of these type of incidents. Firar, we must make firar. See Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was tempted, Sulaika was trying to seduce him, then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam didn't remain standing still there and raise his hands and make dua to Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, protect me from this seduction. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a lesson that he ran for those doors. And yet he knew that those doors are locked, they are not open, and big locks on those doors. But what he could have done, he did. That together with his dua, and together with seeking protection in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and saying, Ma'az Allah, I seek protection in my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from this kind of an evil action. And he dashes for the door. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with his fazal and with his power, he causes all the seven locks to open. The different doors and all the locks, everything opens. Firar ila Allah, fafirru ila Allah. We have to make firar ila Allah. That means we must distance ourselves, then make dua is going to help also. But instead of distancing ourselves, we become closer and closer to those mashuks of ours. Then how do we expect to then be protected and saved? And they are not going to help us in any way in this qiyamah, in akhirat. And when that person is trapped up on the hospital bed with tubes running through his whole body, and this I have repeatedly mentioned, that it does not mean that everybody on the hospital bed, it's an azab of Allah Ta'ala. For many, many of them, it's nothing but a rahmat and a mercy of Allah Ta'ala in disguise. When the sick person, or when the person is sick, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is with that person at that time. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. And on that sabar, Allah Ta'ala is with him. He can take medication, he must have himself treated. But we must not say that everyone who is suffering from some sickness and ailment or strapped in the hospital bed, then the person is suffering an azab. But we are talking about people like us and people who are engaging in all kinds of sins and vices, or the disbelievers. Then ask those people who are on that hospital bed, strapped up, and who had a number of mistresses and a number of illicit beloveds, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is asking, that what would you like now, those half a dozen illicit beloveds and mistresses of yours, or would you like shifa and cure from his side? And see what he says. What will he ask for at that time? Why is it that that time we make Allah, Allah, oh my Allah, come to my assistance, come to my help, and if you cure me of this disease and sickness and ill health, I swear that I will never return to those sins again in my life. And the moment Allah Ta'ala gives cure, the person is back into the same action. So therefore here we are told, Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bi. And I will conclude, so many things are coming in the mind, but the time is an important thing on a Jummah occasion. I will conclude that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the perfect human being, and he was protected, he was masoom, he was sinless. There was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engaging in any kind of sin at all. Therefore, in his du'as, when he is seeking protection, it is a lesson for us. It was not that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going to get caught up in those sins, na'uzu billah. So amongst the many, many du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in one du'a he says, A'uzu bika min sharri sam'i. O Allah, I seek protection in you from the mischief of my listening. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, seeking protection in Allah from the mischief of his hearing. That he must not listen to anything that is haram. So for who was that? Now what about those like us who purposely put on the music and listen to it? Or we listen to ghibat, we listen to all the other haram. A'udhu bika min sharri sam'i wa basari, and my sight. The mischief of my sight. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what mischief was his sight going to do? But how relevant it is for our times that we know what kind of mischief our sight is engaged in. And what kind of haram we see with our eyes. And instead of lowering our gazes from haram, we purposely purchase those things where we look at haram. And even on the streets and everywhere else, it is like our pastime to ogle and to cast lustful glances. Now that mischief of the sight, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making in his dua that Ya Allah protect me from that. So was it for him or for us? And then, وَمِن شَرِّ قَلْبِي, and from the mischief of my heart. Now this heart also, sometimes it goes away. The heart is that runway on which Sakina descends from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when peace and sukoon and tranquility and serenity descends. It descends on the heart of a mu'min. But if the person has given his heart to those illicit beloveds, there's no runway left. Where is that Sakina going to land? No sukoon will come in that heart. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking for protection from the mischief of the heart. And all the other sins that are related to the heart, inshallah, some other occasion we'll discuss that in detail. And then the final thing there is, وَمِن شَرِّ مَنِيِّ. It may sound very, very crude to discuss in the masjid these type of things, but now it has become important that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from the mischief of his semen. Now look at the kind of dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making. What does it mean? It means that when the person is overwhelmed and overpowered by his passion and his evil desires, then the person is unconcerned whether that woman is his sister or his mother or somebody else's daughter or somebody else's mother, somebody else's sister. Because whoever the person is going to engage in adultery or fornication with, if that woman is not his sister and not his mother, then she is definitely somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's mother, somebody's aunt. And if we wouldn't like anybody to interfere with our daughters, our wives, our sisters, our mothers, if any person has to cast even a lustful glance at our wives and sisters, unless the person is a completely jahil or the person is completely shameless, then we are not talking about such people. But nobody will tolerate that. Then how would we like somebody else to tolerate such an action? So therefore, nikah is the most beautiful thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's deen has suggested, that whenever a person has got the ability to marry, then don't delay those marriages. Get married. Allah Ta'ala with the barakat of that marriage will remove all the other difficulties and problems also, if the person is sincere. May Allah Ta'ala bless this marriage also with happiness. May Allah Ta'ala give them unity. May Allah give them the tawfiq to fulfill each other's rights and create unity and happiness among the families, and bless them with istiqamat on deen. And Allah remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problem of the ummah around the globe. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.